Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos daf Chaf. The Mishnah discussed the permissible case of lighting the fire and the bonfire of the Beit HaMoked, which was the chamber of the hearth, which was where the Kohanim went to warm up. The benefit of the Kohanim's in Erev Shabbos, they would light the beginning of the fire, the beginning of the bonfire, even though the rest of the bonfire would only catch fully on Shabbos itself. So the drash of the Gemara is from the pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chomosh Aseichem. We're not allowed to kindle a fire in all of our dwellings. Fire may not be lit in your Moshe Seichem, so general places of dwelling. But in the Beis HaMikdash, which is not Moshe Seichem, in the Beis HaMoked, it's permitted. So if Chista comes along and thought this drasha was flawed, because then it would be permitted to light fires in the Beit HaMoked on Shabbos itself. Therefore, the Pasuk was there to teach the permissibility of burning the limbs and fats of Korbanos, even on Shabbos, regarding the bonfire, no concern of lighting an Erev Shabbos, because the Kohanim are Zrizim, and they're not going to stoke the coals. Agav, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, and Daf Lamed Hamad Beis, also has a drasha on this Pasuk of Moshe Seichem. There at the end of the Sugya, it's a reference to Beistin. Beistin, a Hekesh of the Pasuk of Midbar Moshe Seichem, clearly refers to Beistin. There, the Gemara uses this pasuk as the source that Beistin is not permitted to carry out executions on Shabbos. Later in our Masechet on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and also in that sugya in Sanhedrin, the Tanaim debate why the Torah included a specific mention of Havara of all the 39 Malachos. Rabbi Yossi holds Havara Lelav Yatzas, which means that one is not punished with skil and kares, like the violation of other malachos, rather a quote unquote merely a lav violation. Rav Nassan says that this particularization of avara is the chalek yatzas, which means if one performed a group of malachos in one helem, behelem achas, shkaga achas, which means a single experience that lacked intentionality throughout, nevertheless, we single out each malacha, just like avara was singled out, and that each malacha violation is a chatas multiplied by the number of malachos that were violated. So why did Havara get knocked down in status compared to the other malachos? Rav Neventzel suggests, based on the Gemara Pesachim, Nundalat Amad Aleph, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind the Mamachshava to create fire before the first Shabbos, but Bepoal, in reality, only created the fire on Motzei Shabbos. Rav Yossi holds that since the malachos are based on the malachos of the 6 days of creation, Sheshim Yibereshes, fire, whose creation wasn't complete until Motzei Shabbos, only has an Isser Lav. Furthermore, the mechanics of Havara that we have, where it's the definition is Kilui HaChomer, it's a total destruction of material through the fire, whereas creation, fire, was completely a Briya Chadasha. So the whole Malacha is on a different level. Most poskim sided with Rav Nassan that Havara was taught in the Torah to teach the individual responsibility on each Malacha, and Mavir carries kindling carries the punishment of Karis and Skila if performed intentionally. Quoted in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Yet, even for these opinions, it comes out that we still make a Borei Mareish in Motzei Shabbos, because that's when fire is created, and not just a lav. Alpi Machshava, the Shla said, Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chomosh Oseichem. Eish is a metaphor for Machlokas and Kas. Person should be careful in general not to have this kind of fire in one's home, but on Shabbos it's even worse, and it represents the fire of Gehenna. Also, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu in Perek Yud Zayin, where Yirmiyahu lambasts the nation for carrying on Shabbos and carrying on keeping their shops open. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Eish to Yerushalayim. This is Eish. This is Varu Eish. We don't want to bring down the Eish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Chas Hashem being Machal Shabbos. Finally, Lo Sevaru means don't cause this Eish to come down. Final idea is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait to create the Eish until Motzei Shabbos? Why did one of the malachas have to wait? So Rav Neventzel has a beautiful idea. He says that Shabbos was like the Chanukah Sabbais of creation. Baruch Hu is celebrating everything that was created during the week. So just to make sure that Shabbos wouldn't be looked at as a day that doesn't have anything special to it, the seventh day, because all the creation took place in the first 6 days, because Baruch Hu left something over to make sure that there'd be still part of the Bria going on after Shabbos would be over. That way we could look back and say, even the seventh day has a Chashivos Aitzel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea behind the Eish being created on Motzei Shabbos.